But you're the living end.
Yeah, you are the end. Of what?
Skip it, it's just a saying.
I know, and I said it, but the trouble is, I don't know what I said.
It's hep talk. I said forget it.
Hep? What's so hep about saying something when people don't know what you're talking about?
But when I say Flipper's the living end, it's the same as saying that he's a real cat.
Flipper, a cat?
What's this? You fellas having an after breakfast serenade?
Blame Flipper, Dad. He's turning into a regular chatterbox.
Yep, he's a living end.
Okay, fellas. Now, I've been meaning to talk to you about channeling some of this youthful enthusiasm of yours.
Doing what, Dad?
Well, something constructive, like mowing lawns or delivering papers.
Do you mean work?
That's exactly what I mean.
Oh.
You both know how important this new project is that I've been assigned to. I'm going to be kept very busy for about 3 months. And Sandy, I'm counting on you to give me a hand.
Sure, Dad.
And a little responsibility on your part might not be such a bad idea either, bud. That's why I think you ought to see Mr. Barnes about a paper route.
Aw, gee whiz, Dad.
Now, you know, park rangers aren't exactly rich. That's why I think it's about time that both of you, well, started in and helped chip in with the expenses around here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, bud?
Okay.
All right. Sandy, you get dried up and come up to the house. We're late. We've got to go.
Well, no use griping. You know what Dad says? There's dignity in work.
Who ever heard of a dignified small kid?
Just behave yourself and see Mr. Barnes. If you get that job, I'll help you deliver the papers.
Oh, gee, thanks, Sandy.
Smarter than he, and we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under, under the sea.
Hi, Sonny. Is your folks home?
Oh, hi. No, I'm the only one here. And I've got to go get a job now.
This the Porter Rick's house?
Oh, sure it is. Why?
I come to pick up your TV set.
What for?
Them's my orders, young fella.
Oh, well, I guess it's okay. Come on. It's in the living room. Freedom. Now they're taking away my amusement, all in one day. You know something, Pete? Not one word I say around here makes any difference. And you know why? Because I'm the littlest one around here.
You know, this one only needs repairing.
Good. One thing I hate is repossessing them. Yep. Taking these things back from these families that can't afford them, that's the only thing I don't like about this business.
you something real important. Oh, by the way, I think it's going to be much more fun being a breadwinner than a kid.
You all right?
I don't know.
You look like you just made a touchdown. What is all this stuff?
I don't know, but I think I know where we can find out.
Uh-oh.
Come on, snap out of it.
No, I don't think I'll care for any more of that, thank you.
No, I don't suppose you would.
I'll show you that! Oh, Dad! Flipper, he has a treasure ship!
A treasure ship?
Dad, you won't have to work hard anymore!
All right, bud. Now, let's suppose we start right at the beginning, and you tell me all about it, all right?
Oh, sure, Dad. Well, it all happened when those men from the television repair came to take the TV away.
Well, I think we're going to have to wait in the morning to find out about this.
You think he really found a treasure ship?
Well, frankly, I don't know what to think. But I do know one thing. He's gonna have a lot to explain in the morning. Mm. Good night, Sandy.
Night, Dad.
Coming.
Morning, Sheriff.
Morning, Porter. Well, this is Mr. Harold from the Treasury Department. Look, Porter, I hate to do this.
Do what, Sheriff?
I'm afraid I got a warrant here for your arrest.
My arrest? What for?
Counterfeiting.
Counterfeiting? Well, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
If we could just step inside, I'll give you full details.
I still don't see what that's got to do with me.
The two counterfeiters are still in federal prison. We haven't found the plates yet, but we have good reason to believe that they're hidden someplace underwater. And booby-trapped.
So?
Yesterday, some of the fake money started showing up in Carl Key.
And your boy Bud passed the money, Porter.
Bud? Now, just wait a minute, gentlemen. I'll get to the bottom of this. Bud? Sandy?
Dad, didn't want to wake you. I've gone with Bud to check out his story of the wrecked ship. Love, Sandy.
Well, they're gone. But look, I know my son, Bud. He wouldn't do anything dishonest knowingly. If he passed that counterfeit money, it was... Hey, wait a minute. Didn't you say that stuff was booby-trapped?
That's right.
Come on.
Nothing. Let's go.
Skip!
Here's your culprit, Mr. Harold.
Huh?
Mr. Harold's an agent from the Treasury Department. He'll tell you all about it. But first, I want to have a few words with you.
Treasury Department? But I didn't do anything wrong, Dad. That wreck down there, it belongs to us. According to laws of salvation.
Salvage?
No, salvation. Because this summer, it was going to save us from having to go to work.
Well, you're lucky to be alive to go to work this summer. Mr. Harold will tell you all about it. And I'll take care of your salvation when we get home.
Oh, boy.
Yours too, Flipper.
You went down to that wreck. You were only down there twice.
Well, how many times can a fella get blown up?
Well, we didn't get blown up, thanks to Dad.
Yeah. He's some guy, isn't he? I guess you could call him a hero, couldn't you?
Yep.
That's something. Having your dad a hero? Especially when you're the one he saved.
Yeah, we sure owe him a lot.
You can say that again. I have to pay him back a whole $1.25 a week.
What are you griping about? I have to pay him back $1.50 a week, and I didn't even have anything to do with it. You'd just be glad that he could take back most of that junk that you bought.
Well, he sure was sore, wasn't he?
He's not the only one.
Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the sea.